This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 22nd episode of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts, and I've been developing software for over 18 years, and I've been developing iOS apps for over 9 years. I'm currently running the Dutch CocoaHeads for over 7 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about otherwise. In this episode, I'm going to talk about memory layout in Swift, randomness in Swift, a comprehensive overview, Twist scaffolding and Twist init, Swift result builders, mastering Swift UI previews, Swift weekly brief, my book launch, and maybe I'm going to pivot my podcast. So let's get started. The home remodel is now 1 week underway. They took the roof off, so it's going pretty well, I think. had a spring storm already in the Netherlands, so that was an exciting evening and night. And the home remodel already triggered something interesting. Last year has been quite a struggle due to the whole Corona thing. And it was having an impact on me, my family, and all things that I really care about. So at my current day job, I indicated that I really need some time to myself to refocus and to spend some time on figuring out how to deal with certain things and certain challenges that have been really hard over the last year for me. The biggest problem I'm having is that I'm just trying to do multiple things at the same time. That doesn't always work out so well. Fortunately, my job has offered me to provide me with a coach so that I can try and work on this to the best of my abilities so that I will be able to continue my work in a refreshed and refocused way with enough time and energy available to my personal life and my family. So all in all, I expect to spend some time on this to work on myself and to figure out how I can do certain things that are really important to me and my family better and more structured so that I am able to cope with the workload while staying friendly to my family, really. So that's a bit on my personal life and on the home remodeling. So let's give you an update on Sam as well. He hasn't been in my podcast recently, but I stay in touch with him and I try and provide him with help where I can. And he's having an exciting experience right now because he did a take-home project. He submitted it, and I've seen the code that he submitted for his take-home project, and it's very impressive what he's been able to do in 30 hours. So once I know more, I will make sure to put it in my podcast and update you all on the progress of Sam. So shout out to Sam, and let's hope for the best for him. As I mentioned last week, I decided to support the Swift Weekly Brief by doing some of the technical things on their newsletter sending stack. And last week, the first edition of their newsletter went out totally on my infrastructure, and it worked out flawlessly. So if you haven't subscribed yet to the Swift Weekly Brief, make sure you do so, because they have an awesome domain name now as well, swiftweeklybrief.com. Can't miss it. Later this week, I will be launching my book, Lead Developer. And for you as a podcast listener, I want to provide you with an opportunity. You can use the discount code podcast, and the first 50 people who purchase my book with this discount code are in luck. They will get a 30% discount on the ticket price of the book. So the discount code is podcast. Be the best lead software developer you can be. Learn best practices for being a great lead software developer. On a number of topical areas, I will go into details about the lessons I learned when growing into my role as a lead software developer. Everybody's environment is different, but I think there's something useful in my book for everyone. Another thing that I've really been spending time on has been the format of my podcast. Because currently, because I do an article-related show that actually contains articles that have been released in the last week, I'm very much bound to a strict schedule. So I have to make sure that I record it on Monday and that I release it on Monday. Also, the content that I provide is not evergreen. So it's relevant for a week, and then 1 or 2 weeks later, it's not that relevant anymore. And I'd really like to create something that is more worthwhile and that is actually valuable over a longer duration. So I'm really considering changing the format of my podcast to see if I can create something that is different compared to an overview of the most interesting articles that I've seen on my RSS feed. And one concept that I'm thinking of is something that is very near and dear to me. It's like my own personal future dream on being or becoming an indie developer. But the one thing that always keeps me back is that I don't have a clear view of what the risks are and what challenges you might face if you try to strike out on your own. So maybe I will look into creating a more seasonal format, and that the first season will be mostly about the things that are relevant to people who are considering becoming or who have just started on an indie journey in iOS development. I already came up with a nice tagline. My brand name is AppForce One, and this season would then be about how you can become an AppForce of One. So just let me know what you think about it. Reach out on Twitter, send me a DM or an ad mention, and let's discuss what you think about this. Just for now, don't worry too much, because I'm still in the process of thinking about this, and I have to develop the concept and have like an interview pipeline all the way into June, so I'm not going anywhere soon. So let's get to last week's articles. Tibor Budex has an interesting article on memory layout in Swift. It's an introduction article on how Swift actually manages, stores, and references various data types and objects using memory-safe approaches. It's an interesting read because it gives you an insight into how Swift actually manages its memory and how you can actually inspect the memory that is being used by Swift. It's a more in-depth article that gives you a lot of insight into some technical things relevant to Swift development. Randomness is an important concept when you're doing software development, and Philip Nemeczek goes into details on how randomness is available in Swift. Li Kaesang starts his articles with a grand statement: Swift Result Builders, the basics you need to know! Result builders, formerly known as function builders, are a new feature introduced in Swift 5.4. It is the technology that empowers the view builder in Swift UI. With the release of the Xcode 12.5, which is currently in beta stage, Apple has made it officially available for developers, allowing you to create your own custom result builders for various kinds of use cases. In his article, Li Kaesang likes to share with you the basic concepts of result builders, how it works, and how you can use it to create your own custom result builders. I've read the article, and Li Kaesang makes good on the title. This week, Majid from Swift with Majid wants to talk about one of the most powerful Xcode features, Swift UI Previews. Swift UI Previews allow you to look at your Swift UI views inside Xcode without running the app in the simulator. You can also preview UIKit views and controllers by wrapping them in Swift UI. In his article, he will talk about these powerful features of previewing in Xcode. A month ago, I mentioned an article by Sarun W., an article about Twoist. It was the first article of a series on Twoist that he is creating. And basically, I just wanted to remind you on this article series by Sarun, because I'm such a fan of Twoist. On my day job, I use Twoist every day, and I'm trying to pronounce Twoist in one section as much as possible, because I'm such a fan of the utility, and I'm sure that if you apply it on your project, it will be something that will give you joy every single day that you work with this specific code base. So definitely have a look at Sarun's articles and make sure to try it out in your own code base or some other sample project for yourself and see what you think. So that's twoist.io, and check out Sarun's articles. And those are the articles for this week. So let's continue with Donny's Monday morning tweet. Eric Lipman is working on getting universal links working again for the testing environment. Pavel Madej is completely in love with his new MacBook M1. He's doing development on it for the first time, and he's blown away by how fast things work, and it's so fluent compared to his previous system. Leo G. Dion is busy writing articles, updating his combined talk for Wednesday, recording a podcast with somebody, getting ready to record with Kilo Loco, working on Swift Package Manager dev article, and he's working on Speculate, so he's really busy. Josh is hinting that he will be announcing his side project. I think it's the GitHub monitoring thing. Piotr is thinking about going indie. However, he still needs to do some research about it. How hard is it to make a living from App Store sales? A topic that I'm very curious about myself as well. Brad Silva is about to hit 90% complete on his first app that he's intending to ship. Now he just has to finish the other 90%. David Arvey is looking into using CloudKit for a new feature. Something that would be very easy with a normal backend is so hard in CloudKit, but he thinks he can make it work. Philip has released Kiwi Status app, and after a few public betas, he has finally launched the version into the App Store last Saturday. So this week he will be busy with reaching out to developers to rethink the roadmap of what he wants to implement next to his Kiwi Status app. A lot of people are reading Donny's Combine book, actually. And Christian has released a new beta for his radio app, Ether. So, this week everybody is a bit all over the place, learning new stuff, working on products that are not launched yet, presenting new ideas, and doing some app releases here and there. Good stuff, really. And that's it for this week. A special shout out to CocoaHeadsNL, because they have announced their new meetup for next week, so check them out on meetup.com. And remember that discount code that I mentioned earlier, podcast. It gives you 30% discount on my book launch that is happening later this week. Lead developer. If you have any feedback, please send me a message on Twitter, DM or at mention, whatever is best for you, at AppForce1. And let me know what you think. I really look forward to hearing from you as a listener to my podcast, especially on the things that I mentioned in this episode about pivoting my format. Stay on the lookout for my interview with Nadim. It will be live on Thursday. Definitely have a listen to that. And otherwise, talk to you next week, and I look forward to hearing from you. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.